They'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more, contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imogen Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610.
Back to action as we get the second quarter underway. Jacksonville with the basketball. Driving is Maxwell, missing the shot. Peters the rebound. He's tied up in the backcourt. And the arrow pointing towards Mountain Home. Bombers will keep the possession. Well, that was a pretty quick whistle by the official for the jump ball. You can hear the Mountain Home fans. They didn't like that call. So the Bombers with it. 7:43 left. First half action. Down by three. Maxwell, I should say, Talon Benton out top, working against James. Here's Bashirs on the left wing. Right side, it goes to Peters. In the corner now, it's Dichi. Looking inside for Waymire, trying to post up. He scored 10 in the first quarter. Dichi high post, on the floor once. 16-foot jumper is good. With a hand in his face, Dichi knocks it down. 20-19, Jacksonville. Crossover, ball knocked loose, picked up in the paint by Phillips. Shot rejected underneath by Waymire. It goes out of bounds, and Jacksonville will keep it. 7:02 left in this first half. A one-point Jacksonville lead. In the corner right side, it goes to James. High post Phillips. Down low, shot blocked again by Waymire. Picked up by Benton. Waymire, two blocks on that possession. Martin goes up with it, and he could believe it was swatted away. 6:43 left in the first half. Mountain Home looking to retake the lead. Waymire down low, missing this shot. Backside rebound to Ryan Maxwell. Up ahead, Martin. Shot, no. He's fouled, though, as Dichi picks up his second. Garrett Dichi with two fouls now. Three team fouls against Mountain Home. And Hardarius Martin will go to the free throw line. Martin, the quarterback on the football team, misses the first free throw. With two fouls, Dichi comes out. Cruz checks back in for Mountain Home. Martin's second free throw is good. 21-19. It is Jacksonville with the lead. Mountain Home on the offensive end. Inside, Waymire misses, gets it back, scores, and a foul. And a chance for a three-point play. The foul is going to be charged to Phillips, his first. Team foul number four. Waymire with 12 points on the night. Looking to put Mountain Home on top. At the free throw line. Free throw is good. Mountain Home leads it 22-21. Titans to the bench. T.J. Stewart will check into the ball game. The Titans have gone 10 deep. They've got 11 with them tonight. Several did not make the trip. They play 10 of their 11 so far. And a travel out top as Dijon James is called for steps. Nobody within 10 feet of him. He's going to come out of the ball game, and Hawkins will check back in now for the Titans. Mountain Home leads at 22-21 with 6 minutes left in this first half. Cruz out top, now Bashirs, now Benton. Into the corner, it goes to Peters. Benton out top, looks inside to Waymire. Pass deflected, stolen away. Five Mountain Home turnovers. And now Jacksonville turns it over on the fast break. They throw the ball away. 5:42 left. First half action. Mountain Home leading Jacksonville 22-21. A do-or-die game. The loser done for the season. The winner advances on to play in the fifth-place game on Saturday. These teams matched up in the loser's bracket with Marion and Searcy. The winner plays the winner of that game. Two losers of those games tonight are done. Peters has the dribble out top for Mountain Home. Swings it right side to Bashirs. In the corner, it's Cruz. Waymire continues to post up. Inside from Benson, a great feed. Waymire scores. 15 for Waymire. 24-21, Mountain Home leads it with 5:08 left in the first half. Out top, it's Maxwell missing the three. The rebound inside by Hawkins. Putback won't go. Cleared out by Colton Peters of the Bombers, doing a good job on the boards. Mountain Home by three with the ball. Cruz into the paint. Drives in the shot. No, we got a foul. Oh, an offensive foul. Wow. They're going to call an offensive foul on Cruz. Wow. First on Cruz. Fourth team foul. Not a popular call here, to say the least. I still don't know how he made that call. Here's Davis out top of three. Won't go. Waymire the rebound, his second. 4:29 left in the first half. Wow. I just got the final of the girls' game. West Memphis was down 11, came back and beat Jonesboro in overtime. Here's a turnover by Mountain Home. Layup by Hawkins is good. 24-23 now. So West Memphis beats Jonesboro. That means the Mountain Home girls will go to Jonesboro on Saturday. Turnover by Mountain Home. Bombers now with 8 turnovers on the evening. The Shears out as Baylor Cresilius is in the ballgame for Mountain Home. Well, that's quite a shocker. The top two seeds in this girls' tournament knocked to the third-place game. It'll be Mountain Home and Jonesboro coming up on Saturday, and Marion West Memphis play for the title. Three left side by Dokes. And Jacksonville has retaken the lead now, 26-24. .326 left in the half. Three by Peters off the back of the rim. And the rebound to the Titans. Shot missed underneath and cleared out by Mountain Home. Here come the Bombers. 2:54 to play. Waymire inside. Scores off the glass. He has 17. We're knotted up at 26. .239 to play. What's been a wild first half. 5 lead changes, 5 ties. Dokes from the free throw line knocks it down. 28-26 now. The Titans up with 2:28 left in this first half. Benton. Right side to Peters, right back to Benton. Inside Waymire, dumps it to Peters. He walked with the basketball. 9 first half turnovers by the Bombers. Dicci into the ballgame for Mountain Home, and Luke Dibble, the 6'1 junior in. Cruz and Cresilius will come out now for Mountain Home. Jacksonville up 28-26 with the basketball. 2:09 left in the first half. Dokes out top. Left side. Hawkins a three. Won't go. Waymire with rebound number 3 on the evening. Bombers down two with the ball. 1:53 left in the first half. Up ahead is Dibble in the left corner. Benton. Now Dibble inside. Tries to feed it to Waymeyer. Gets it to him. Shot blocked. Out of bounds. Off Mountain Home. It's going to be Jacksonville basketball. These officials have let all four of these teams tonight play. Both games have been pretty physical. 1:34 left. First half action. 28-26. It's the Titans on top. Dokes, left side, three, no. Great block out by Dibble underneath, and Peters gets the rebound. Colton with six boards in the first half. 69 seconds left in this first half. Bombers down two. Left side, Dibble for Mountain Home. Cross court, Benton. They look to Waymeyer from 10 feet out. He knocks down the jumper. 19 in the first half for Waymeyer. We're tied at 28. Six ties, five lead changes in the first half. Here's a three by Kendrick. It's good. His third three. He has 12 points in the first half. 31-28. Jacksonville. Right side, Peters. Now Benson once again. 22 seconds left in the half. Benton, 5 second call. 10 first half turnovers by Mountain Home. 15 seconds left in the half. Crews in. Dietschy with two fouls will come out. The Titans lead it by three with the basketball. They'll play for the final shot of the half. Coming to get it is Dokes out top. Five on the clock. Hawkins kicks it back. A three on the way is missed. Cruz the rebound. And the half comes to an end. And it's Jacksonville will take a three-point lead into the locker room at halftime. 31-28. The Titans lead it. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every